everybody. Amen. Little Sister Pamela Song of Song said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. And the reason why is because he is my friend. Amen. If you got a neighbor, just look at your neighbor real quick and tell them, say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen. Searched all over, somebody wrote the song, said, searched all over and can't find nobody. I looked high and I looked low and still can't find nobody that can do me like Jesus. Amen. God bless you all tonight, beloved. We want to greet all of you that are tuned in tonight here at Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries. We want to thank Sister Pamela, baby girl, for that praise and worship and congregational song. Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. Thank God for my son, Zach, here. Amen. He's here tonight. We're all over the place. Macho is at practice. Amen. My wife had to take him to practice tonight. Sugar, my daughter, oldest girl, she's still at work. Amen. And Ice Pick is upstairs sleeping. Amen. He might be down a little later. Amen. He might. If y'all see him run across, y'all know Pick is yet alive. Amen. He's yet well and able. Amen. He's upstairs taking a nap. Amen. So we are here. Amen. We're yet here, and we are enjoying Jesus. I tell you what, tonight I'm going to try my best to get through with this mini-series that it is pretty much turned into a mini-series that we've been teaching out of the book of John, the 9th chapter, looking at verse 25. St. John, the 9th chapter, verse 25. Amen. I see some of you already tuned in. Sister Oglesby, God bless you. We see you on tonight. Amen. I think that's my baby sister. I see her. Amen. We're just so glad to be here. And we're here in Jesus' name. We just got a few praise reports just over the past few days. Amen. Just from my own family. Amen. My nephew, Adora, had surgery. Amen. A couple days ago. Amen. Might have been yesterday or the day before. Amen. We thank God that the Lord saw him through. Amen. Through his surgery. Amen. So we're grateful. Amen. You know, it's a blessing just to come out of surgery. Amen. That's a blessing just to come out, amen, of any type of surgery. I don't know if there's any such thing as a minor surgery. Anytime they got to do something that's not normally done to your body, amen, whether that's cutting you or whatever, amen, if they put you to sleep, amen, you're grateful that you wake back up, amen. So we're just grateful that the Lord had mercy, amen, on my nephew. And also on today, amen, my cousin, one of my older male cousins, Brother Melvin Brown, Brother Melvin Lamar Brown, amen. He affectionately known as ML. We called him Big Man, amen. Family, we got a big man and we got a little man, amen. So a big man, Brother Melvin, he had heart surgery, amen, earlier this morning, earlier today, should I say. And we got a chance to talk with him. I don't know if he's on tonight, but we got a chance to talk to him this morning. He was, amen, searching all over trying to reach me, amen. I spoke to him a few days ago and made sure we had each other's number, but he was trying to reach me this morning. He wanted to reach his cousin, amen, before he went into surgery. Just wanted to have some words and have a word of prayer, amen. So he was, amen, he was calling some of my other cousins, and they was calling me and reaching out, trying to reach through my sister. And thank God we was able to finally make contact with my cousin Courtney. Amen, Courtney Chapman, my cousin, she was able to reach me. And my older sister Rena was texting me saying, hey, man want to talk to you. So we're grateful that we was able to call him and talk with him this morning about an hour or so before the surgery was to take place. And we prayed, and he felt more confident, he felt more assurance, amen, that God was going to see him through. And when my brother texted me about an hour or so ago, let me know that everything was well and that man is feeling good. So we're grateful, amen. We are so grateful just to, you know, to still know that God is yet working miracles. He's still delivering. He's still healing. He's still making ways. Amen. I tell you what, he's able to make ways out of no ways. Amen. I see you. I think that's Sister Jo Evelyn, Ashley. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Jo Evelyn. Amen. If that's who I think it is, amen. I used to be a member of my father's church, Elder Watkins' mother. I think that's who Sister Jo Evelyn. I think that's her. Not, that's another Jo Evelyn. But amen. We're just so glad to be here. We got Elder Oliver. No, I'm not make mention of him anyways, but he's live in studio on tonight. He's here. Amen. We're so grateful God saw him through. He was in the hospital, amen, a few days ago, and we're so grateful that he's back. Amen. Elder Taylor, I see you. God bless you. Mother White, amen. Another one. Mother White was in the hospital a few days ago, but she's out. Amen. So we're grateful. Amen. We're grateful for what God is doing. And we did have, amen, one of our members, one of our sainted mothers, Mother Drake. Amen. God rest her soul. She did pass. Amen. I don't know who all is aware, but Mother Drake, a longtime member of our church, very faithful member of our church, dedicated mother. And she was one of the ones that if something was going on with her, she didn't want me to know about it. I would call her on several occasions just to check on her. She'd say, Pastor, I'm doing fine. You don't need to worry about me. You don't need to come over and see me. I'm okay, Pastor. I'm good, Pastor. Amen. I would take her at her word. And she loved me and my wife and my children. They adopted her as, just like with Mother White, they adopted several as their grandmother. So they got about four or five adopted grandmothers. We're about two or three adopted grandmothers in our church. Amen. And amen. Mother Drake went home to be with the Lord. Amen. Just a couple of days ago. So we ask that you continue to lift up the Drake family. Keep them lifted in prayer. Amen. We'll be letting you know once we get word on the service or whatever that they're going to be doing, if there's a way that we can participate or play a part. We know things are different now due to the pandemic, but we will be letting everyone know. All right, let's go, amen, let's go to the book of John, St. John, the ninth chapter. St. John, the ninth chapter. We want to, for those of you that this is your first time tuning in on a Thursday night, amen, I would ask you to go back a couple of Thursday nights. Amen, and kind of listen to those teachings and preachings, amen, and kind of bring you up to speed on where we are. But I promise you, I'm going to do my best to try to close this tonight. I'm going to do my best to try to close it on tonight. St. John, the ninth chapter, verse 25. St. John 9 and 25. St. John 9 and 25. Amen. Amen. St. John, the ninth chapter, the gospel. According to St. John, the ninth chapter, verse 25. Amen. Sister Oglesby, since I know you're watching, I'm gonna do this for you. On the count of three, I want y'all to help me read that verse. St. John, the ninth chapter. Amen. We're already having church. We're already in church. Whether it's two or three gather in his name, he promised to be in the midst. St. John, the ninth chapter, verse 25, on the count of three. Let me read that. One, three. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen, amen. Let's read that again. Ain't nobody here but us. Let's read that again. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I do know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. Listen, we've been talking and discussing and dealing with the subject, stick with the facts. Amen. Stick with the facts. And on last Thursday night, God allowed us to really while dealing with that subject, dive into being guilty of being a Christian, being guilty, not just a Christian, because that word Christian is really a loose term nowadays. Everybody claim to be Christians, and We know that they live in a lifestyle that definitely that doesn't measure up to the standard of what Christianity is supposed to be. Amen. So last week we dealt with pushing the fact. The fact of the matter is, could you be found guilty of being a believer? Amen. Could you be found guilty if you were called, if you were summoned into the court of law? Amen. Would you be found guilty of being a Christian? Amen. Let's say a quick word of prayer, and then we will dive into this message on tonight. Father, it's in Jesus' name. We come now before you as humbly as we know how. We ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we want to try to close this thing on tonight, Sister Kenya, sticking with the facts. One thing I'm reminded of is when we go to court, or just from watching on TV, thank God I never had to go to court for anything. But one thing that they do ask, they want you to put your hand on the Bible, and they ask you, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Amen. And you got to agree, amen, by placing your hand on the Bible, saying, yes, I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Amen. In other words, you are making a vow or a commitment to stick with the facts. Amen. Now, when you're dealing with the facts, it can't be too much of he say, she say, or I heard somebody else say. No. In order for you to be a credible witness, come on, Brother Zachary, in order for you to be a credible witness, amen, you have to be, amen, be there on scene, on sight, and be able to say you saw it with your own eyes. I can't hear nobody than that. Amen. In order for you to have some credibility, because what happens is once you stand up in court, you have another prosecutor, you have a defense attorney, someone that's going to try to dig into your very testimony, somebody that's going to try to discredit you. And just like they did with this young man here, they went back and forth time after time after time again, asking him, what now happened to you? What the, can you tell us again what you say happened to you? Can you, in other words, they really didn't understand and they really didn't believe the testimony of the man. But this young man understood how to stick with the facts. And the truth of the matter is, when you're dealing with a person that has a personal testimony, you can never debate a person that has a personal testimony. Have I got a witness here? Somebody that knows God has healed your body. If you know God has delivered you. If you know God has made a way for you. If you know God has brought you out. Amen. When you know that you know that you know. Amen. You don't have to worry about the haters. You don't have to worry about the naysayers. You don't have to worry about the doubters. Because you understand that God did this thing for me. I couldn't do it by myself. I couldn't even help myself. I couldn't do this thing. I couldn't be where I am today if it had not been. Lord have mercy tonight. For the Lord on my side, if God wasn't for me, amen. And y'all know what one of my mottos is. If God be for us, then the who don't matter. Just look at a neighbor. If you got a neighbor, say, if God be for us, then the who don't matter. This young man said, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, and last week, amen, before we could even get to where we was going, we had to deal with, amen, this. Although in life, we would have some I know nots. We're sure to have some I know nots in our life. Amen. We're sure to have some I know nots. Well, I don't know for sure. But in the midst of our I know nots, we must understand that God will give us some I knows. Amen. There are some things that we must know. There are some things that we must, amen, stand on. There are some things in our life that we must count as being factual. Amen. We can't, amen, listen here, beloved. You can't prove everything to everybody, but there are some things in your life that you got to know, that you know that God did it. And there's just some things that there's never a debate about. There's not a debate. Can God save? Can Jesus save? Amen. Somebody roaring in the song from the uttermost to the utmost. Jesus saved. Amen. He looks down and, amen, he saved those that look like they're about to drown. From the uttermost, those that don't look like they worth it, those that look like they've been thrown away, those that look like, amen, everybody has turned their backs on you. Don't you understand, beloved? You are a candidate for Jesus to just reach down and somebody else rolling a song. If he has to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. The young man said, I don't know if he's a sinner. That's not important. Listen, when you get desperate, when you get, and I know some of us, I would never do such and such. A lot of things you say you never do is because you ain't got desperate enough. This young man was desperate. He was a beggar. He was a lowlife. He could not get the regular opportunities that came with those that had sight. He said, I don't know if he's a sinner. Matter of fact, I can hear him saying, Mother White, it don't matter to me if he is a sinner. If he is, listen, when you get desperate enough, okay, when you get that Facebook, Chaos Blog Talk, God bless you, Chaos, and those all over the world, when you get desperate enough, amen, you don't care who's able to help you, as long as they can help you. A lot of us, we ain't got desperate enough. You know, I never do this. Amen. A lot of folks say what they never do, but when they got desperate, y'all ain't saying that to me tonight. Amen. When they got desperate, they did things. And some of us now, we can look back over our lives and say, man, I didn't think I would ever stoop to that moment. But you got desperate. You got desperate. You said, I would never do this. I would never allow a man to treat me like that. But you got desperate. I know about a woman, the truth, but she got desperate. And some of you said, amen, a piece of a man is better than no man, and you found out you was wrong. I said, you found out you was wrong. Some man out there said, a piece of a woman is better than no woman, you found out you was wrong. And you found out the hard way. Amen. Some of you now, a lot of folks chasing you for your stimulus check now because they feel like they deserve a piece of it. Amen. You can't even enjoy your stimulus. You can't even answer the phone because you know somebody calling you for a loan trying to see if you done got your stimulus. Oh, Lord, help me here. Lord, help me here tonight. I ain't got no help. I can't get no help in here. Sister Kenya, they ain't saying that. Brother Angelo ain't saying nothing. And you know, I was just laughing at it. They all laughing in the church. They ain't saying nothing tonight. Amen. You ain't answering your phone. I'm gonna start calling the members and say, hey, Lord, have you got your stimulus check? Woo, come on, y'all ain't saying nothing tonight. Pastor, don't call me. Amen. I'm calling wrong. Amen. I ain't calling y'all. I'm just playing with you. Amen. Just playing with you. Amen. But listen here. This young man said, whether he be a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I know. What's that one thing you know concerning Jesus, concerning your relationship with God that can't nobody change your mind about? This young man, the past couple of weeks, Deacon Berger, we dealt with the Pharisees, and we're going to deal with them again. But we also dealt with the community that the young man was brought up in. They say, yeah, that's him. Amen. But he don't look the same. He don't look the same. He's not acting the same. He ain't begging no more. Something done happened. He wanted to go with Jesus. He said, no, you know, Jesus disappeared, and he had to go back and deal with his kinfolk. Amen. Listen, some of you are in your life, and you're in the family you're in. Amen. You might be the only one in your family that's a believer, that's saved, that's got a relationship with God, and God will use you to be a witness to your family. Amen. I think God will use you to be a witness to your family. Amen. You got to keep living right. Look at somebody say, just keep living right. You got to keep living right. Amen. Don't get frustrated. Don't get aggravated with folk. Amen. Just keep living right. Keep living right. Amen. I'm so grateful to God. Amen. Throughout this pandemic, God has reconnected several of me with several of my family members, even now that are a part of this ministry. All the way in Nebraska, my cousin Tamisha. Amen. We ain't talked in years, but she's a faithful member, faithful, amen, participant, amen, member. a praise tabernacle and of the family ministry. We ain't talked in years. Amen. And like I told you a minute ago, my own cousin, Tomasia's brother Melvin, amen, searching me out. Amen. The reason why, because they feel and they know that I got a relationship with God. I can't hear nobody tonight. Amen. Look, somebody in the family got to know God. Amen. And my family, amen, the Brown family, amen, our family, we were born and brought up and raised in the church. I can't hear nobody. Amen. We may not all be doing what we're supposed to, but it ain't because we don't know. And this man said, this young man said, one thing I know. And I ain't concerned about whether or not he's a sinner. Amen. One thing I know. Okay? That whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. Verse 26, because I got to get through to this night. Then said they unto him again. They said this about, I think this about the third or fourth time. What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? What did he do to you? Okay? What did he do? It's about the third or fourth time. Sometimes in your life, people won't believe what you're telling them. And don't you know God will set you up to do something in your life, amen, where the people that knows you best can't even believe it. The people that know you, the people that follow you, the people that grew up with you won't even believe the great change that's been brought in your life due to you running into Jesus. Amen. 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 Great change. God is doing great changes. God is doing great things in our lives. Amen. What did he unto thee? How he opened thine eyes. Verse 27, he answered them, I have told you already. You ever had to tell somebody, just talk to somebody like that? Man, I done told you. This is what he said, I told you already. And you did not hear. In other words, you didn't believe me. Wherefore would you hear it again? Would you also be his disciples? If I tell it to you again, are you going to be a believer of him? Amen. I think right around here is where I jumped off last week about, will you be a disciple? Could you be found guilty in the public opinion of being a believer, of being a Christian, of being a saint, of being a child of God? Amen. A lot of folks, and we live in a world now where everybody talk about God, but ain't many folks talking about Jesus. Amen. All the way to God. Amen. Right here in my God, in my garage church. Right here in my garage front church. If I never have a mega church, I ain't looking for that damn anyway. Amen. We already got a mega ministry. Amen. But right here in my garage on Thursday night, amen, I want the world to know the only way to get to God is to go through Jesus. While you trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Amen. Listen, when there's an entrance on a building, amen, you don't look for the exit. You know the way it says entrance when you're trying to go, when there's an entrance when you're trying to get into a building, you look for the sign that says entrance. Amen. You don't look for the sign that says exit. Amen. When you look for the exit, when you're trying to leave out of a building, when you're trying to escape, or when you're trying to get out of a building, you look for the exit sign. But when you're trying to get in, you look for the entrance. And I'm just wondering, is there anybody here that's really trying to go to heaven? But I came to tell you, look for the entrance. Amen. It was on a hill far away. Stood an old rocket. Lord, help me here tonight. All right. Let me slow down here. It all can happen. Amen. Still an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and sin. Amen. The entrance. Amen. And on the entrance door, you might see some nail prints. Lord, help me here. On that entrance, you might see a crown of thorns. On that entrance, you might see some drops of blood. On that entrance, you might see some water. But what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. Lord, help me tonight. Oh, Jesus, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Somebody wrote it in a song said, how precious is that snow that makes me white and snow. No other sound I know. Nothing but the blood. You're going to find some blood at the entrance. That blood that was shed over 2,000 years ago never loses its power. You can't go into Muhammad. Amen. I don't apologize for it. You can't get down through Sonya and Moon. You can't get down through Guatama Buddha. Amen. You can't eat Lord, help me. I'm gonna mess somebody up tonight. Amen. You can't even get down through the Pope Benedict, Pope Francis, or whoever the Pope is there. The only way to get there is through Jesus. Amen. You can't go by airplane. You can't go by train. You can't take the water. You don't got to go in at the door. Straight is the gate, which part narrow is the way. Amen. Lord, hold on, hold on. Amen. Let me, amen. Bring myself in a little bit here. I got about 20 minutes. Amen. Hey, look at verse 28. Then they reviled him. They picked on him. Okay? Talked about him. Scandalized. Listen. Listen. When you really walking with God, when you really trying to live with Jesus, you got to be ready for folks to scandalize and revile and pick on you and talk about you. Amen. And stop them. Stop inviting you to the parties. Amen. And some, amen, they'll stop inviting you places. And don't get mad when folks stop inviting you out to the club and out for drinks and, amen, to the strip club. Y'all ain't talking to me tonight. Amen. Don't be mad. Amen. Live a lifestyle and that's what'll happen to you. You live right. You ain't got to worry about folks inviting you to the club. To the strip club. They know not to call you. Amen. But some of you out there, they know to call you at a certain time on Saturday night. And then they know you good for a certain time on Sunday morning. Y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. Amen. Let me get through here. Then they reviled him, verse 28, and said, thou art his disciple. But we are Moses' disciple. Amen. And then now you're a disciple of Jesus. But we are Moses' disciple. They were sticking with the law. They were sticking with the Old Testament. They were sticking with tradition. Amen. And some of our traditions going to take us to hell. Amen. Some of our traditions don't have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. And we see here, they was rejecting him because of their tradition, because of what they had been raised in, what they had been taught their whole life, not understanding the prophecy, not understanding what the book was, what the law and the prophets was unto Jesus. Amen. Everything Moses and the prophets and everything that they wrote and talked about was pointing to Jesus. He didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill it. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. We Moses' disciples. Verse 29. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. Amen. This fellow. Everything that you done wrote, Isaiah talked about him in Isaiah 53, amen, Jeremiah, amen, Elisha, amen, all these talked about him, David, amen, everybody talked about him. Everybody talked about him. And y'all reading the law and reading this every day and practicing it, and you forget, amen, when the law, when the fulfillment of it shows up, amen, you want to look over it. Listen, beloved, sometimes in life you're going to have folks that's going to try to look over you. Amen. But that's all right. Let them just look over you. Amen. And before God gets through with them, they're going to have to come to you and go through you in order to get to where they want to go. I can't hear nobody. Amen. If I was had to chase everybody that done talked about it and ran me down and lied on me, amen, then I, listen, amen, I'd be wasting too much time. But God always has a way for some of the ones that treat you the worst. Amen. God will set you up because God can trust you to do the right thing. That when that person comes back to you, God will still, he can trust you to show them godly love. Amen. We don't have so many folks. Amen. Church is just like a job. Folks come and folks go. Amen. If you start paying attention to how many folks leave, amen, you'll forget to appreciate those that's there. And 9 times out of 10, especially at our church, at our local Praise Tabernacle Church, amen, most of the 8 out of the 10 that leaves come back at least once. Amen. The proof is in the pudding. They come back, and they done, some of them done said a whole lot of things, okay? They said a whole lot of things and did a whole lot of stuff, but they end up coming back here. Amen. Then they'll say, I done did a whole lot of things too, but you end up coming back. So which is it? Did I do it or was it just you? Amen. In most cases, I'd be the one tell you, it was probably just you. But they, amen. We know that God spake unto Moses, verse 29. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. Okay? Verse Verse 30. The man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing. I'm getting through right through here. That ye know not from whence he is, and yet he has opened my eyes. All this law and all this prophecy, all this y'all been studying, y'all don't know who he is. Amen. Ain't that marvelous? You don't know who he is, and you're supposed to be the educated one. Yeah, you're supposed to be the one with the education. Here I am blind. Here I am low class. Amen. Here I am been picked out to be picked on. Here I am a beggar. But something has happened in my life that you can't understand. Listen, beloved, God wants to do some things in your life that folks just don't, they can't see it. How did you get that house in your credit? I know your credit bad because I helped mess your credit up. So the folks that, amen, you done gave loans to, y'all ain't going to help me tonight. Amen, you done let them borrow money. Amen, you done let them use your name to put bills in their name. Amen. Hey, and by you trying to help them out, they done messed up your credit. You can't even, Lord, you can't even sign your name on a receipt, your credit so bad. Amen. You can't even, Lord, you can't even rent a dog house. Y'all ain't going to help me here tonight. Amen. You can't even get, Brother Angelo, some of us, you can't even get a little change for the chipmunk. Amen. For the little squirrel. Your credit's so bad, you can't get nothing on credit. You tried to get a piece of bubble gum on credit and they called the police. Amen. What you doing calling the police? Tell them to fix the monitor again. Amen. I need to see who's out there talking. Amen. 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 So the man, verse 30, the man answered. He said to them, why herein is a marvelous thing. It's a marvelous thing. Amen. That you know not from whence he is. And yet he has opened mine eyes. Is there anybody out there tonight, maybe even here in my garage church, amen, that's glad that God has opened your eyes? He's opened. Now you're able to see. And then the song says, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Some of us have had rain all in our lives. Amen. You was born, it was raining. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. At your sweet 16, it was pouring down. There was a tornado. It just been rain. Amen. All in your life. But you met Jesus. Or should I say it this way? Jesus met you. Some of us, like this man, we wasn't even looking for Jesus. But Jesus was looking for you. Amen. Why? Because he had something to do. And he needed to do it through you. Is there anybody out here that'll say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. If you need somebody, Lord, God bless my mother. But my mother, Tanya Malone, will sing a song, I'll go get the Lord me. If you need somebody, here am I. Send me. I'm available. That's another good old song. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I do what you say do. Use me, Lord. My hands, my ears, my voice, my eyes. You can use them as you please. Lord, I'm available. Don't you know, amen, God ain't, amen, necessarily talking audible, amen, like he may have done in the Old Testament, but he does want to use your mouth. He does want to use your hands. Are you available? Come on here. Are you available? Can he trust you? He wants to walk places. Can he use your feet? He wants to reach. So can he use your hands? Are you available on tonight? Amen. Amen. Verse 31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. Lord, they done made Jesus, amen. Not only have they discredited him, amen, but now he's a sinner. Okay. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. Okay. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Okay. A worshiper. Okay. It may be a worshiper of God. And worship is a lifestyle. I know we say we go into worship service and we're going to sing praise and worship song. But worship is a lifestyle. Amen. On my bus, my Gwinnett County bus, amen, I worship. I can't hear nobody. Amen. Here in my house, I worship. Worship has to be a part of you. Worship has to be a lifestyle. Amen. Worship is presenting your body a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Okay? All right? So now we know that God hears not sinners, but if a man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? And we, the young man is testifying. He's sticking with the facts. And we, you talking about Moses, and we know Moses, God used Moses to do many miracles, but amen, since verse 32, the man is testifying, he's sticking with the facts. He's saying now, since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? Have we heard that? Have we heard that before? In verse 33, if this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. You hear this man on the stand, amen, giving his testimony? Do you hear this man in the midst of controversy, standing in the midst of folk that he knows that wanted to get rid of him, no doubt killing, amen, the people that won't celebrate his deliverance? Folks, listen, be careful when you surround yourself around people that won't celebrate your happiness, that won't celebrate your freedom, that always wants to remind you of what you used to do and who you did it with. Stop hanging around folks that won't celebrate your blessings, that won't celebrate your raising, that won't celebrate your increases. You ain't got to keep hanging around, amen, folks that won't help celebrate you. They only call you when it's their time to celebrate. Amen. But when you call them about some good news, they don't want to hear. They don't want to celebrate with you. Cut them off. Amen. Till they get real good and saved and bring them back in again. Amen. Verse 33. If this man was not of God, he could do nothing. Amen. If he wasn't of God, talking about Jesus, if he wasn't of God, this man is testifying. Okay, in the midst of being excommunicated from the church. In the midst of being excommunicated, that's the reason why his parents, amen, didn't take ownership and put it back on him. The mom and dad say, heal, age, ask him. Because they had already knew anybody that spoke well and mentioned and confessed who Jesus was would be excommunicated out of the synagogue. How many of you out here, amen, how many of you listening to me and watching me, amen, is on the verge of being excommunicated? Because you won't confess, amen, on your job, you won't confess who you claim to be a lover of. You claim to love God. You claim to know God. You claim to be God's right-hand man and right-hand woman. But on the job, amen, people can't tell that you're a lover of Jesus. In your community, folks don't even know, amen. Lord, you get invited to the family reunion, amen, can't nobody tell you love the Lord. But they see you shouting and dancing, amen, amen, on Sunday morning, but when you get out amongst everybody else, you fit in. This young man wasn't even worried about missing, because Lord, help me with tonight, I got to get through, because he's pretty much been an outcast his whole life, even now that he can be in with the in crowd, he's still choosing to live and be on the outside. He still chooses to be an outcast for Christ. Will you now be an outcast? We know what everybody else is saying. We know what the world agenda is. We know what the world is saying about marriage and about a relationship. But would you dare to stand up and say marriage is one man, one woman? In the face of adversity, in the face of being a castaway, would you stand up? Some of you, some of us, we've been cast away all our life. We've been different all our life. Ain't no sense trying to fit in with the crowd now. Lord, help me tonight. Woo! Ain't no sense trying to fit in with the crowd. Stand for the Lord. Stand for him. Amen. If you stand for him, he'll stand for you. If you back him, he'll back you. God needs somebody that'll stand in this day. And not compromise. Some things we can compromise, but some things we just can't. Some things we just can't. Amen. Some things we can talk about and we can agree to disagree, but don't fall out. But there's just some things that, hey, bro, hey, I can't stand with that. That's your opinion. That's what you believe. That's what you. But that ain't my stance on that. And if that means, amen, you're not going to invite me to lunch no more, then so be it. If that means I can't be invited to the picnic, to the company picnic, amen, because when y'all see me coming, amen, you know I got him on my mind. You know, I'm looking for an opportunity to preach. I'm looking for an opportunity to teach. I'm looking for an opportunity to testify. Amen. And when you see me coming, you already know I got him on my mind. That's what folks have to say about us. Saints as believers, when they see us coming, they know. They know they got the train. Lord, help me here tonight. Lord, if I had time, I would tickle these guys a little bit, but I ain't got time. They know that when we coming, they got to change their conversation. When we coming, they got to change what they talking about, because they know, amen, we not selling it. We don't put up with no junk. But some stuff is just too juicy for us. Some stuff is all just too juicy. We just got to hear it. We just got to be a part of it. We just got to know what they saying about it. We just got to know everything you ain't got to know. Matter of fact, some stuff is good you don't know. You ever had somebody tell you something that you wish you didn't even know about it? Man, I used to, in my old day, man, dude, I used to, by the time they get through telling you, like, okay, all right, I'll see you when I see you. And now I can't let you hang, you used to do what now? I can't let you hang around my children no more. Now that you done confessed that you, Lord, help me tonight. Lord, let me, dog, my kids can't spend a night at your house. Now that I, Lord, help me here. Now that I know you, yeah, Lord, help me here. No. Man, you should have, I'm glad you told me now. I can prepare myself, but first stuff you just keep to yourself, amen. Everybody don't even know you done shot five folks in your previous life, amen. Everybody don't need to know that, amen. Sister Oglesby, you used to, amen, gamble, and you used to game bang, amen. You done, amen, you was the third part of Thelma Louise and Chloe, amen. Y'all went all over the country killing folks, just shooting folks. Everybody don't need to know that, Sister Oglesby. Amen. Certain stuff. Listen, don't take the Bible declares fool runs off. Amen. You don't need to tell nobody everything. Certain stuff you just keep between you and God. Take that thing to the Lord. And the old folks said, take my burden to the Lord and leave them there. Certain stuff you just need to take to your grave. You know, in my former life, yeah, I was, you know, part of the Beatles and I was singing with Michael Jackson in my former life. You know, I was chasing the orangutan around Michael Jackson's zoo. And you know, certain stuff. All right, you've been hanging with Mike. Okay, all right. You just certain stuff. Keep to yourself. Look, if you got a neighbor, just push them. Certain stuff, just keep to yourself. With the eyes, you just keep certain stuff to yourself. Amen. Pamela Porter, Brother Angelo, say, Brother Angelo, we glad you in tonight. The first stuff, brother, you just need to keep to yourself. We don't need to know it all. This ain't confession. Amen. You hear everything you don't need to confess. You confess it to the Lord. Come on here. So just take some things you need to take to the Lord. I shot all six of my ex-wives. Amen. All my husbands died before 25, and really? All of them died, and don't nobody know how they died? No, they just died. Okay, I know not to come to your house or eat your spaghetti. And now you want the pastor to marry you with somebody? No, sister, you done had 16 husbands to die, and I don't want this brother. All right. If this man was not of God, I got to close. He couldn't do nothing. Verse 34, they answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sin. Look at this. And doest thou teach us? And they cast him out. You was born in sin. When they started to realize, we all were born in sin. See, some folks forget what they done. Because it's your turn to spotlight. We got a spotlight right in here. Amen. It's easy to talk about the person that has the spotlight on them. Can't hear nobody. I said, it's easy to talk about the person
that has the spotlight on them. So, most of us, I don't say all of us, but most of us are guilty of talking about the person that has the spotlight on them. But what happens when that spotlight is turned to your direction? See, when it's turned your direction, have mercy, grace, all have sinned. But you weren't saying all that when the spotlight was on me. When I was in the hot seat, you weren't saying that. You was right there casting me out. You was right there putting coal on the fire when it was my turn in the hot seat. Okay? Because you didn't understand. You didn't see that eventually that spotlight was going to be turned on you. It was going to be reversed. Spotlight. Change. See, I got four different cameras in here. Okay. We got two cameras right here that's going to be going all over the world. Spotlight is on me. Some of you sitting out there now, you can talk, you can say, because you're not right here. You're not right here in the spotlight. But you can look at me and pick out my flaws in your eyes. See, that's a flaw that you can see in me because it's you looking. Right here on Facebook, the two cameras over here going all over the world, and this camera over here, there's a fourth camera here that's going to YouTube. Each of these four cameras, the spotlight is shining on me through these four cameras. Okay? But how would you feel if you were back here? If you were standing right here and you're having to do something, sing, say something, preach, teach, and then you got the face folk that really don't like you, that really don't love you, that really don't support you, that may tune in just to see what you got on, that may tune in just to see what you're going to say. They ain't really chasing after God. They just want to see, is Omar still having church? He's still doing his little family thing on Thursday night? Yeah, we done grown to this. I'm pretty much doing two ministries now. I'm doing here at the house, and we still got the church. Praise Tabernacle, the corporate. And both have grown by leaps and bounds over the past year. That we're all over the world. Not because of we're any great, but just because we're available. Ask yourself, are you available? Ed Luette, are you available? I see you, Sister Tierra. Are you available? Spotlight. When that spotlight gets turned on your life, what you going to do? What you going to do when you're the one that's having to sit in that seat and everybody's coming at you? It's easy to be on the other side coming at folks or whoever's in the seat. But what happens when it's your turn? If I was, Pamela, bring it at you. If all this is recorded, bring it at you. Let me see this. What happened? Go back over there and see if you can still catch me good. What happens when you're the one that's in the hot seat? What happens when it's your turn? YouTube, Facebook, everywhere else we're going. What happens when you're in that hot seat? You've been jumping and hauling like they was doing to this man, casting him out, jumping on him, coming at him, ridiculing, reviling him. Some of us have done people like that. Yeah, just getting at him because it wasn't our turn. We weren't in that seat. Some of us have done it because we've been in the seat and we didn't know how it felt. We know how it felt. We've been in the seat. We know how it felt. And we don't want to be there no more. So then if somebody else is in it, we're going to make sure we turn it up on them extra high. Now to understand it, it could be you again in the hot seat. But you got to stick with the facts. You stick with the facts. I'm through. If you stick with the facts, it may cause you to have to be in that hot seat sometimes. You may have to sit down. You may have to sit down and worry about, amen, what folks doing and how folks treating you and people not liking you, but you're in the hot seat because of your testimony. Just because you're in the hot seat, that don't mean you did anything wrong. They excommunicated, they cast this man out for him just giving a testimony. Okay? Just giving his testimony, they cast him out. Because he would not refuse to, he would not denounce Jesus. Can y'all hear me? Okay? All right? So somebody said they hear somebody else, or can't hear Pastor. Amen. Oh, okay. Y'all heard somebody say money. Hey, I ain't no telling who that was. Hey. Y'all check it. They said the sound is gone. Check it again. No, they acting up. Okay, y'all still can't hear me? They saying no sound. Okay, Zach, go out this way and tell Amara or whoever else to just cut off whatever they just did. Y'all do sign language? Tell whoever that was to just... Okay, y'all can hear me now. All right, we back home. All right, I'm back. All right, thank you. All right. And y'all got what I was saying about sitting in the seat. Okay? The scripture says this, and I'm through. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. What does that mean? That means now you got the seat, and you're running other folks down. You in the seat. You in position. You in power. But you're the one causing the ridicule. You got to be careful. This man that would have been the greatest testimony, the greatest testimonies for the temple, they put it for the synagogue. What better way to get the folks to believe than to have an eyewitness, have somebody that it happened to be right there in that seat for him to give his testimony? Because he's going to stick with the fact. Even at the risk of being put out the church. But they told the young man, you were born in sin. And you teach us, and they cast him out. I'm through. 35, Jesus heard that. They had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, doest thou believe on the Son of God? Verse 36, he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? He had not came into the full knowledge. Remember earlier he confessed that he's a prophet. He said, I don't know if he's a sinner. But one thing I know, I was blind, but now I see. Verse 37, and Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I am coming to this world. Some of y'all out there saying, well, don't judge. Somebody got to say something. You can't judge. Yeah, righteous judge. That whole about not, that, I can't tell you to do something that I'm not doing. That's the whole text of the mope and the bean. Get this big thing out of your eye, then you can see right to help me to judge me, the little thing that's in my eye. Okay? So Jesus said, verse 39, for judgment I have come into the world. In other words, Jesus said, I come, you're going to have to make a decision. That's a judgment. You got to make a decision. Chaos, you got to make a decision. YouTube, Facebook, amen, everybody, you got to make a decision. That's judgment, a decision. Bishop Earl Carter say, make your decision decided. Amen. Make your decision decided. I mean, stick with the fact. If you know God has done it, stick with it. For judgment, I am coming to this world. that they which see not might see. That was the blind man. And they which see might be made blind. That was the Pharisees. Pharisees. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus answered, Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. Remember, they had just told the man, you know, he was born in sin. But they wouldn't confess their wrong. Look at what Jesus told them. If ye, verse 41, Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. Some of us, we can live a lot holy life if we couldn't see. A lot of our stimulants, some of y'all ain't got a stimulant and it's already gone because of what you saw. This took them in savings and law help it. You call me for now, need the law. Then you just get your check because of what you saw. Lady Zachary came in. She's confessing. See, the word reaches everybody. You hear that, Brother Angelo? You hear my wife saying Macy's and Sears and Riches. Amen. Because of what you see, stimulus gone. You've been wanting that pad back in since you was a baby, and then you can get it. Gone. Jesus answered, if you were blind, he's responding to the question from the Pharisees, you should have no sin. Remember, they had just told the man that was blind, he was born in sin. But look at what Jesus, look how Jesus is flipping this thing. If you didn't see, if you're blind, you have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. Because you think you already arrived. You think you already got it. Your sin remaineth. Why does your sin remain? Because you can't acknowledge who Jesus is because of your tradition. Stick with the facts. One thing I know, I'm through. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. One, remember and keep your I know. I know he's a healer. I know he's a deliverer. I know he's the savior. And it is no secret. If I was going through tonight, I would go that way. It is no secret. Pamela, fix that again. To what God can do. What he's done for others. What he did for the blind man. He can do for you. Have faith in God. God bless you tonight. Amen. We want to thank all of you and our Facebook viewers, our Chaos Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. Those that are going to be watching this on YouTube and all over the world. Amen. We're working on some other things. God is opening up so many doors. We thank Brother Angelo for being here on tonight. Amen. As we are extending our ministry, as we are extending our wanting others to be able to view this broadcast as well as listening through Chaos. We're trying to do some things. God has given Elder Oliver a great vision and opening up doors, amen, for him. He's sitting in the hot seat in a lot of cases. Folks, he gets a lot of flack, amen, amen. A lot of folks complaining because they want to be a part of it, and amen, and they probably can't right now, but we just thank God for the opportunity. Listen, if you've been blessed by this message on tonight, if something was said, if something was spoken that pricked your heart, even if it made you mad, amen. Over here, we accept mad money. Amen. You might be mad giving it, but when I get it, I'm glad about it. Amen. Amen. I ain't going to be that one to say, keep your money if you're mad. No. I've matured to the point where, amen, whatever, amen, whether the Lord lays it on your heart, even if you're mad about it, amen, we will accept it. Amen. Listen, if you want to be, amen, if you want to give tonight into this ministry, if you've been blessed, the Lord may have impressed it on your spirit. Amen. You say something was said tonight that was for me. Amen. And I just want to show Brother Omar that I appreciate the preaching and the teaching of the gospel. Amen. On tonight. Amen. You got two ways in which you can give. Amen. First way, if you would like to cash out a love donation of any size on tonight. We're not asking for any amount. We just ask that you obey God, whatever he lays on your heart. Amen. Whatever you're able to do. Amen. Whatever God lays on your heart. Amen. We ask that you obey God. You can cash out us right now at $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. So $OZ and the numbers 264. Once again, $OZ. 1-800-264. Amen. That's the Cash App information. Amen. You can send your love offering, your Thursday night. Amen. Your Thursday night offering. Amen. You can send that now. Those that would like to give by way of Cash App, debit or credit card. Amen. Zelle or would like our mailing address. Call this number. Amen. 678-760-6056. Once again, amen, if you would like to give by debit, credit card, PayPal, Zelle, or meet the mailing address, call this number. Let them know you just tuned in to our Thursday night family service, Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries, and you're calling because you want to be a blessing to the ministry on tonight. You can do so by calling 678-760-6056. Amen. And may the Lord bless you real good. Listen, until we meet again, we got such a busy weekend. Elder Oliver is here. Amen. Would you, I want me to announce it. Amen. We're going to be our second round of our Chaos Blog Talk Radio Revival is kicking off tomorrow night. I believe it's at 7:30. Amen. Who's preaching tomorrow night? All right, our very own Elder Richard Lee Taylor, the fourth, amen, not the fifth, the fourth, amen, will be preaching for us on tomorrow night, amen. Tune in, we're going to be live. Tune in, Facebook, we're going to be live, amen, listening and cheering and helping Elder Taylor, amen, preach on tomorrow night. He might bring his two-piece. Amen. And he might be preaching from the subject two pieces. Amen. Amen. They know what I'm talking about. On tomorrow night. Amen. Saturday night at 5 o'clock. Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. Amen. Minister Kevin Tobert. Amen. And the Tobert Tabernacle family. Amen. Tobert Tabernacle family will be with us. Amen. At 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Amen. For the second round. And then to close us out on Sunday morning at the 9 a.m. hour will be Evangelist Doug Stanton, all the way from Swanee, Georgia. Amen. I believe they are flying her in. Amen. So she'll be breaking forth. Amen. Breaking bread with us on Sunday morning. Amen. At 9 o'clock. Listen, so hey, let's go ahead on and have old church revival. Amen. I know Elder Oliver is going to. Amen. May try to run around, amen, the sanctuary. He may think about running around. He may not actually do it. He might point at me and tell me to run forward. Amen. I might just run forward on tomorrow night. Amen. So tune in tomorrow night at 7:30. Amen. Saturday evening at 5 o'clock and Sunday morning, amen, at 9 a.m. Amen. In support of Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Revival. We're praying that we're going to make that an annual prayer that God will touch Elder Oliver's heart and make that an annual thing. So, amen. We can look forward to that, amen, every year. However often God lays it on his heart to do so. Amen. Listen, let's continue to lift each other up in prayer. Amen. Once again, we want to thank those that are listening by Chaos Blog Talk Radio, all of our viewers on Facebook. Amen. We thank you so much. We want to thank Brother Angelo. Amen. Thank you for being here live in studio tonight as well as Elder Oliver. Amen. Thank God for him. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you again. Thank you for another service. And we know and we believe by faith that you were pleased with the service on tonight. And God, we know that your word won't return to your void. We thank you for the miracles, for the healings, the signs and wonders that we are yet experiencing. We thank you for how you're still making ways. And help us, encourage us to stick with the facts. Help us to know that if nothing else, when all else fails, we can hang on the I know. Amen. And we thank you because you've given each and every one of us the I know. And we just appreciate you. As we leave this place, but now we are some of leaving this place. Amen. But never your presence. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Y'all remember before we close, keep Brother Melvin Brown, Brother Adore, and Mother Drake's family, the Drake family, as we talked earlier, in your prayers. God bless you on tonight. Have a good night.